The origin and development of the traditional house in Vojvodina was shaped by building regulations imposed by the Austrian authorities. The regulations were designed to fit the needs of the broadest social stratum of the monarchy at the time, the rural population. From such a relationship, an authentic architectural style developed over time, characterized by functionality and rational use of living space. Such a house would be simple to construct, small, and moderately decorated. They were built out of whatever materials were on hand at the time, typically earth, straw, chaff, wood, and reeds to cover the roof of the house. The whole house would be built on the narrower side, according to street regulations, with the gable of the house drawn to the front of the street. This long and narrow house, looking from the street, had a smaller guest gate that led directly to the porch of the house, which usually went the entire length of the house facing the yard. The house would always have a wider gate for carts. The internal layout of the rooms was formed in a row where the rooms were connected to each other. The layout was usually three-part, consisting of a front room, a kitchen accessed directly from the porch, and a back room. This back room was where the family members slept. The front room, which got its name from its orientation towards the street, is known as the cold room, the guest room, or the clean room in Vojvodina. This room usually had two windows, and the whole layout of the interior was parallel. Two beds were usually located along the walls of the room on either side of the window. Only later, at the beginning of the 20th century, would these beds be connected and placed in the middle of the room. The planks of the bed were covered with a pallet, usually stuffed with straw, and more often with corn husks. A thick woolen blanket of wool scraps was placed over it, while a well-filled feather duvet was used for covering. Two to four feather pillows were stacked over the duvet. The bed furnished in this way was covered with a woven rug. Between the beds was a table covered with felt or a small rug, with benches set on the longer sides of the table. The interior of the front room also consisted of a maiden's chest, where a girl's dowry was kept, which would grow over time into a chest of drawers with two to four drawers. It would be placed between the windows in this room. With the growing economic power of the population from the middle of the 19th century, the interior of these rooms became bigger and better decorated. The original floor made of packed clay would soon be replaced by a plank floor and, in richer houses, parquet. The whole room was covered with reed mats or rags. The walls of the room were painted and decorated with rollers of various ornaments. At the front of the room, between two windows, an icon would hang on the wall if it was an Orthodox house, or a crucifix or a holy image of Jesus or the Virgin Mary if it was a Catholic house. During this time, the rooms would also have closets in which the dowry was located. Cabinets, chests of drawers, beds, tables, and chairs were usually made of soft wood in a local craft workshop. They were decorated by coloring floral or geometric ornaments, usually done by someone from the village who had a gift for drawing. The closet on display in the permanent exhibition of the museum features an inscription in Hungarian, testifying to the date and name of two people who got married in the village of Kupusina. The furniture was bought as part of the dowry by the bride, which became a custom at the end of the 19th century. The room had a rural masonry stove, and later also a tiled stove, which was heated as needed. The whole room was decorated with rich textile furniture, including decorative towels on the frame, extensions, and crochet pieces. The front, clean, or cold rooms owe their name to the fact that they were heated when needed and were used periodically for festive occasions, celebrations, name days, engagements, weddings, receiving guests, or keeping the body of a deceased person until the funeral.